后炮。
Well, looking at my hair, I can't believe it. I still look young. But yeah, I mean, 10 years has gone by. Seriously, it's gone by really quick. And he's just blossomed into a... He was always a very competent rider. And now he's a great rider. I'm quite a hard taskmaster when they're working for me in my yard. And Vincent, he was very good from the word go. Whatever work we asked of him...
That looks easy. I looked really skinny then. My cardio was good. I wasn't strong. I've improved a lot now.
Absolutely.
Great battle coming up here. It's Lucky Nine and Noble Joy, stride for stride. Lucky Nine, there's two in a row for Vincent Ho.
Lucky Nine, obviously, is a superstar. Seven Group 1s in Hong Kong for me. Best horse I've trained here. You know, Vinny rode three rides for him for three wins. He's probably wondering why he didn't get some more opportunities back then. But I said, we'll just keep it at 100%. That record looks good.
I remember I got yelled at a Happy Valley one time when I pulled up. It was, you know, with a lot of languages.
Beep, beep, beep,
right? You actually apologized the next morning.
There you go.
It's a summer hot day and you're sweating.
Oh, so hot.
So someone, you know, took that photo and I just said, when your boss is so disappointed at you, you got no, you know, he doesn't even want to see you. So,
very good. Yeah. Very good. One thing I'll say about Vincent is he's always been very humble and had a great way about him, and success has not changed that, which is a wonderful thing in this game.
Casper, of course, is my mentor and he's like my second dad in my life. That's how important he is. Without him, I won't be here today.
好啊，咁啊，啱啱睇完呢条开场白啦，咁啊就其实就系马会准备做杀科，即系为咗杀科宣，即系拍咗一啲宣传片，咁呢条系其中一条啦，咁啊亦都系最早即系呢个杀科系列嘅第一条片嚟嘅，咁啊即系首先佢就即系呢一个咧，咁首先就系揾咗阿何泽尧同埋方家柏啦，咁就拍咗，咁呢条除咗呢条之后咧，今日另外仲有一条嘅，咁另外嗰条咧就一阵间我会喺第三节。就會再播，即係會播埋俾大家睇啦。因為我就唔知道大家會唔會有機會即係睇到啦。因為其實應該就喺好多嘅Facebook page 裏面咧，咁啊，即係我哋啲行家啦，咁好多都已經攞咗嗰啲片就擺咗喺佢哋個 page 嗰度咧，就即係大家都可以睇翻。咁但係就即係可能有啲朋友又未必睇到啦。咁所以咁我睇都覺得咧，即係馬會近即係好似呢一個殺科系列做嘅片，其實我都之前寫過篇文講過，即係其實係有好明顯嘅進步啊！即係唔係話即係有陣時以前佢哋拍嗰啲片咧，即係衰啲講啊，即係鳩拍嘅啫，好多都係咁啊！即係冇主題啦，亦都冇即係嗰啲編排啊，即係都係完全係好雜亂無章。咁但係呢一個咧就即係描繪得都非常之細緻嚇。咁啊，大家都睇到啦。雖然佢全程都係英文，但係都你都睇到有中文字幕。咁呢一個都其實都即係都係咁講啦。因為今季何澤瑤而言，咁都係一個對佢嚟講喺佢個拆騎事業都係一個好大嘅高峰啦。咁啊，成為第一位即係四歲三冠騎手啊。咁亦都係打比騎師啦嚇。咁另外就即係除咗之外咧，咁就亦都叫做即係計呢個蔡明少之後咧，咁啊就贏呢個國際一級賽，即係香港啊。因為其實現今即係喺現役，即係高冬離之打後嘅話，即係叫做即係土生土長嘅香港騎師啦。咁即係能夠攞到國際一級賽嘅，咁都。即係大家都數得出啦，咁啊，即係除咗阿謝展谷啦，咁啊呢個就好耐之前啦嚇。 咁另外就係黎海榮啦。咁黎海榮咧就係憑只極奇妙就喺日本就贏咗嗰場短途馬錦標啦，大家都仲記憶猶新啦，都係阿輝哥啊，係阿姚本輝嘅訓練嘅。咁另外就係跟住咧就係到呢、這個蔡明少啦。咁就蔡明少就憑只加州萬里咁就贏過香港杯啦。咁其實跟住之後咧就已經係要到而家嘅何澤耀啦。咁啊，憑只川河專區就壓到只美麗傳承，就攞到佢第一場嘅國際之溫啦。咁其實嚴格嚟講，嗰三場打即係嗰三場四歲系列，嗰其實應該係我都亦都寫過篇文講過，即係因為佢因為馬會就即係驚啲外國馬走嚟撳機啦。咁啊，所以咧就即係當呢、這個。將嗰個國將香港嘅啲級制賽事列入咗呢個南測第一部分之後咧，咁一零零四四嗰三場嘅四歲系列咧，咁就變咗就唔係任何級制賽，只不過只係一場嘅表列賽。咁雖然獎金係好高啦，咁一陣間我都會講下啲即係嚟緊哪季即係打比嘅獎金啊，即係嗰啲有部分係級制賽事嘅獎金都會加碼。咁我但係就即係我講翻呢個宣傳系列先，宣傳片先啦。咁啊，所以就用咗第頭炮就用咗阿方家柏同埋何澤耀嚟去帶出呢一個嘅，咁其實都係一個都幾順利嘅，因為大家仲記得何澤耀即係做見習生嘅時候就係拜師呢個方家柏嘅，咁亦都係咁啊到而家啦，咁啊方家柏憑即係俾阿川河專區佢咁啊能夠兩師徒就攜手合作。咁就贏到即係佢哋嘅即係合作嘅第一場國際一級賽啦。咁其實本來應該係就跳出香港，不過跳出香港傷咗啦。咁啊，即係跟住呢個之後咧，跟住咧就喺第三次嗰條片咧，咁大家可以睇到啦。咁啊，即係可以睇到阿方家柏會更加好深層次啲去形容，即係佢睇翻阿何澤耀，回顧翻佢以往嘅拆騎歷史啦，同埋喺佢旗下。即係幫佢馬房，即係做見習生或者之後嘅合作，咁點樣睇到佢一路成長，亦都睇到佢一路進步。俾我哋就可以陣間再睇嗰條片，就大家清楚啲啦。咁另外跟住之後咧，咁就跟住咧就當然啦，而家練馬師榜領先緊嘅姚本輝啦，咁啊亦都即係呢個殺科系列，亦都有兩條片咧，就係揾阿輝哥嚟做主角嘅。咁一個咧就係講佢即係陣間我哋喺第二節嘅時候又會播嘅，就係講佢即係點樣由騎師跟住就變練馬師，然後就慢慢到而家咁樣啦嚇。咁另外嘅一條咧，咁呢條另外嗰條可能我就要留翻喺下個禮拜就播俾大家睇咧。就係咧，其實佢同埋方家柏咧，跟住都另外各自都拍咗一條片，馬會都同佢哋拍咗一條片咧，就係經過佢哋咧去介紹從化呢個訓練設施嘅。咁我覺得呢個咧，我都值得留翻喺下個禮拜咧，都可以專照聚焦少少，即係攞翻呢兩條片同大家睇翻，即係呢啲。在從化有衛星倉的練馬師，究竟從化幫到他們有多少了？這個就一陣，即這個就我們留下禮拜再說。但是即這個宣傳片我覺得就大家都可以值得看，因為真的馬會看到他們是用了很多心機 去拍，即是編劇啊，即是編那些稿啊，拿那些角度啊，怎樣去鋪排啊，其實就真的認真好看過，即認真都 是有鋪排過。但是即我好奇怪就係話，即係喺佢上載咗喺 YouTube 咧，咁但係點擊率又唔係話太多，咁啊，即係可能咧，即係馬會喺呢一方面咧，就真係要做多少少宣傳。即係當然啦，好似我哋呢啲有做節目、有做賽馬節目嘅，又或者其他我哋啲行家，咁亦都不約而同都取材，都即係用呢啲題材咁啊，即刻播俾大家睇。咁但係就話，即係如果自己本身嗰個 YouTube channel 個瀏覽量都唔係咁高咧，咁其實就。即係馬會都係要做多啲宣傳啦，咁可能我估計即係而家馬場都局部開翻，咁亦都多，因為個限聚令嘅關係，而家多咗啲人入場，咁可能呢啲片咧就會喺馬場播緊賽事嘅期間咧都會播嘅，咁啊即係配合翻嗰個殺科，因為其實距離今季馬季殺科已經係唔夠一個月啦，下個月嘅15號即係跑馬地咧就係最後一次啦，咁所以就大家都值得可以即係用啲時間去睇下啦，我覺得都係幾值得去重温嘅呢條片。好啦，咁啊交代咗呢個宣傳片，或者陣間一路每一節嘅開頭再播嘅片，我可以再補充多少少。咁但係咧，今節咧，咁啊都要講翻一啲即係馬圈新聞啊，或者馬會嘅新聞啦。咁頭先咁我都講過啦。 咁就係、是、即係嚟緊嘅一季咧，咁其實有一大部分系列嘅賽事咧，咁咧都係會獎金加碼嘅，咁啊可以去我部電腦度咧，咁啊可以同大家交代一下啦。嗱，咁其實即係咧呢個新聞稿就係其實上個星期，即係喺再上個星期咧，咁就即係馬會就公布咗啦。咁啊，其實主要有幾場嘅大賽咧，咁我就即係先講啦。咁就係即係嗰幾場好大嘅，咁分別就係香港短途錦標啦。咁另外就係同埋咧呢個咧四歲嘅三冠系列。咁其實咧，即係呢幾即係咧，如果以百分比計咧，咁當然都係高嘅。咁啊，首先就先講啦。咁就即係國際賽嘅香港短途錦標咧。咁就喺舊年十二月嘅時候咧，咁個嗰陣時嘅總獎金咧就係2000萬啦。咁啊，今季即係嚟緊由下一季咧，咁其實下一季咧佢都已經係加到咧2200萬啦。咁即係總獎金加咗200萬，就10%啦。咁就已經係變咗咧，即係嗱，如果撇開，如果即係嚟緊馬會再冇公布關於國際賽嘅獎金加碼嘅話咧，咁而家咧就即係呢一場香港短途錦標咧就會變咗係即係四場國際賽裡面咧獎金第三高嘅賽事啦。咁啊，當然獎金最高啫就係香港杯啦，就應該如果冇記錯應該係2800萬定2600萬，咁跟住咧就係、是、香港一里錦標，咁第二高、第三高就係呢場。咁香港平咧就暫時嚟講，而家未有宣布咧，咁個總獎金咧都係2000萬嘅嚇。咁呢個就係第一場好緊要啦。咁另外一場就比較都係緊要嘅，咁就當然係打比啦。嗱，咁啊，亦都我都同大家講過啦。咁其實咧，呢三場嘅四歲系列賽咧，其實至今都係一場表列賽嚟嘅啫。咁尤其是香港打比咧，都係即係由舊年嘅總獎金，由舊年嘅即係今季嘅2000萬咧，咁就大幅加20%，咁就去到2400萬。咁就即係同咧而家嘅女王杯啊，就睇齊啦啊！咁但係佢都係一場表列賽嚟嘅啫，咁都要強調一樣嘢。咁至於咧香港一里經典一里賽同埋香港經典杯，即係前身嘅打比預賽咧，咁就會由之前嘅1000萬咧就加到1200萬，咁即係話咧呢一個四歲系列咧嘅總獎金咧就會由原先嘅4000萬啊，即係而家大家睇到啦，即係2000萬，即係你嘅4000萬咧，咁就會加到去咧就係4800萬。咁就即係都即係加咗，總共加咗20%，都係20%啦。咁即係話咧，如果金槍60嚇嗱，即係如果金槍好似如果下一季又出現咗一匹嘅四歲三冠王咧，咁如果乘翻即係如果以呢個獎金計，即係頭馬獎金56%計咧，咁咧即係咧呢一個咁嘅四歲系列咧，咁就。就會幫馬主咧，即係攞咗帳面嘅獎金咧，就係2688萬啦。咁啊，其實我都計過嘅。咁啊，當然啦，呢個就未，當然咧就未計，即係佢要拆翻，即係咧練馬師啊、騎練同埋馬房嘅獎金啦。咁但係咧就真係計過咧，如果佢除咗呢度得翻七成咧，咁咧佢都差唔多係攞翻接近1900萬嘅。咁呢個就即係，但係咧就。但係都係要咁講啊，都係一場表列賽嚟嘅，都呢三場都係表列賽嚟嘅啫，就並不是一個級制賽嚟嘅。嗱，咁至於其他即係國際賽以外嗰幾場，即係我就叫做 minor 嘅一級賽啦。咁包括就係嗰個三冠系列，即係董事杯、金杯同埋遮打杯啦，咁其實而家呢一堆即係呢五場啊，即係再加埋呢個百周年紀念杯同埋女王銀禧紀念杯咧，咁其實呢幾場馬咧都係1000萬，今季都係暫時都係仍然都係1000萬總獎金，咁嚟緊下一季咧，咁就會加到去1200萬一場啦，嗱咁啊，咁當然啦，咁嗰啲三冠嘅 bonus 啊嗰啲咧，咁就可能要季尾就會再講啦，咁但係暫時嚟講咧。即係短途三冠，如果贏曬三場咧，嗰個附加獎金咧，咁就應該好似係500萬。咁就另外就係、是、董事杯、香港金杯同埋呢個遮打杯三場贏曬嘅獎金咧，咁就會係1000萬。 即係如果三場贏曬，就除咗嗰個獎金之後咧，就另外就再加多1000萬。咁啊，呢幾個究竟嚟緊下季會唔會有改變咧？咁啊，大家就要留意馬會喺季尾嗰、那個季尾嗰、那個記者會。咁啊，應加柏啊，或者阿、哈丁啦，即係賽馬事務執行總監啦，咁就可能都會再講嘅。咁啊，至於啦，一級賽之後啦，咁啊，至於二三級賽咧，咁亦都相繼咧呢兩個即係級別咧。咁個總獎金咧都會加25萬嘅，咁就二級賽、三級賽就由325萬就加到350萬，咁啊二級賽咧咁就由425萬咧就加到呢一個嘅450萬，咁至於咧就所有嘅班次賽事啦，一二三四五班，咁全部咧都會加獎，都有獎金加，咁為咁加幅最多嘅咧就係呢一個一班賽，咁咧就由呢個現時嘅280萬咧。咁就加20萬咧，就加到300萬啦。咁其實如果你咁計咧，你一啲場呢一場咁樣嘅，即係一如果呢一班賽咧，咁你用翻嗰、那個澳洲紙嘅水準咧，咁其實都已經係差唔多等於一場澳洲嘅一級賽嘅，即係低班次啲嘅一級賽。咁通常嗰啲都係50萬左喺澳洲紙嚟講，喺澳洲嚟講，呢啲好似呢、這個杜勒錦標啊嗰類咁樣嘅賽事都係$500,000左咁，咁而家哇而家都差唔多去同呢啲賽事睇齊。咁至於呢一個嘅二班賽咧，咁就加10萬啦，咁就去到220萬。咁而家暫時嚟講咧，一二班賽其實而家嘅兩個班次嘅頭馬獎金咧，都已經係過咗100萬嘅，咁所以都。即係呢一個加幅都其實都係即係對於即係而家周圍世界各地都講緊減獎金嚟講咧，呢一個咁嘅提升咧都係一個幾大嘅正面作用嘅。咁至於啦，即係一系列咁加咗嘅獎金之後，咁其實咧嚟緊下一季度咧，咁其實呢個馬會新聞稿都已經有講噶啦，咁就係咧下一季嘅總賽事總賽事獎金啊，總獎金嘅總獎金咧就已經係加到咧係港幣14億嘅啦，咁就即係亦都係一個即係喺日本以外嘅一個幾高嘅紀錄嚟嘅，咁所以咧即係呢一個都值得同大家講一講啦，咁亦都即係話你依家咁樣加多好多獎金，亦都係造成啲有馬主有一個大嘅誘因咧，就即係用錢去買一啲新馬翻嚟，就即係提高翻嗰個質素啦。呢個正面啲咁講啦嚇。好啦，咁跟住另一單新聞咧，咁就當然都要提一提啦。咁就係關於呢一個投注站啊。嗱，咁大家都知道啦，啱啱禮拜一咧，咁其實投注站都已經係開翻噶啦。咁啊，咁就一路咧，其實而家你見到而家熒光幕都見到咧，咁啊，除咗係北角電器道、旺角燈打士街同埋荃灣沙咀道呢三個投注站之外咧，咁其餘全港嘅投注站咧。都會喺呢一度列明嘅日子裏面咧，嗱，我而家 highlight 咗呢幾個日子，咁就分別就6月22、23、25、26、29、30，跟住就到7月3、4、6、7、10、11、13、14，呢幾日咧就會係重開嘅。咁啊，辦公時間咧就由中午12點就至到晚上9點。咁啊，賽馬日當日咧佢就唔會開嘅，即係好似之前。封投注站嗰個安排一樣，咁主要嚟講咧，佢而家開呢啲投注站，主要都係即係可以疏導翻一啲即係啲現金券兑換翻現金券啦，或者兑換咗一啲中咗嘅彩票啦，又或者係咧就係一啲投注户口嘅嘢啦，開辦投注户口啊，或者預售呢一個嘅賽馬投注啊。咁但係咧就足球投注或者六合彩、獨合彩就當然就未開啦。咁但係咧足球投注咧就喺呢啲日子咧，佢哋係唔會處理嘅。咁啱啱第一日開咧，咁我都即係大家仲記得我有一集同阿冼馬田講，即係拍檔咁，我都講過咧，即係有一張現金券我都要去攞翻啦。咁所以嗰日咧第一日咧，咁我都落咗去即係我投注站嗰度咧，就領翻嗰張現金券。咁啊，亦都睇到即係嗰啲投注站其實都。頗多，即係當時因為第一日開啦，咁當然咧就要處理嘅，要處理嗰啲馬迷啊、剩啊，咁都比較多啲。咁啊，當日咧我都等咗差唔多大概係大半個鐘頭左右啦，咁先至攞得翻嗰張現金券。咁但係咧都係，但係咧就即係馬即係投注站嗰啲職員咧都非常之幫手啦。咁啊，因為我嗰單個案都比較係特殊一啲。咁啊，所以都即係處理嘅時間就比較耐，同埋佢都要打翻電話問翻，即係 馬會總部嘅投注部方面咧就跟進翻嗰張飛，咁最後咧就真係攞得翻出嚟啦。咁啊，咁所以咧都我都有睇過，即係亦都叫做親身即係視察過嗰個情況。咁啊，即係都即大致嗰個秩序都幾良好。咁亦都係咧都冇即係雖然就係話多人去處理，但係咧因為馬會都有實施一啲。即係人流管制啦，咁變咗嚟講咧，喺馬會喺啲投注站入邊咧，嗰、那個即係都唔係話，即係雖然都係有馬迷穿梭，即係去呢個辦嗰啲事務啊，咁但係咧亦都不至於話即係聚集到好多人啦，咁同埋喺投注站入邊全部都有戴口罩嘅，咁所以咧即係都叫做即係安，即係呢、這個即係開咗都差唔多一個禮拜，咁整體嗰個情況咧都係。都係 OK 嘅，咁啊都係值得即係都值得表揚啦。咁啊，即係希望就話嚟，但係咧就話你話馬會遲啲，即係嚟緊會唔會即係進一步開拓翻個馬場咧？咁啊真係好難講。咁但係因為始終個疫症都係好反覆，咁啊所以就，但係而家起碼即係能夠做到可以方便到馬迷嘅嘢咧，咁都佢都有做到啦。咁所以咧呢樣嘢真係馬會嗰個應變都係值得一讚嘅。好啦，咁啊。好咁講到呢度咧，咁我哋休息一陣先嗱。咁啊，因為今集節目咧，咁我哋都係做三節嘅，咁啊都係集，即係講完呢度咧，咁嚟緊嗰兩節都係講翻即係過啱啱過去嗰兩日嘅賽事啦。咁所以咧就會做三節嘅。咁我哋就休息一陣先。咁我哋下一節翻嚟咧，就真係開始講馬啦。